All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, we are still praying no matter what Jacob Fry says. Let me say it to everybody in the Rumble chat tonight. JGCK is on. Richard Perry's on. JD Joy is on. Alligator Alcatraz is on. Robin Aroni is on. Mike Griffith is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Guitar Glenn is on. Captain Cliff is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Let me see here. Mr. Cool Dude is on. DK Jackson is on. Greg Nine Mon is on. Judy Anita is on. Skunk 71 is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Let me see here. Gloyd Shaw is on. General Plowman is on. K4 VMS is on. Sheila K is on. Granite 2468 is on. Those Jesus people is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Jim Brody's on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Let me see here. Nate Dad 1 is on. Scrolling down here. Milwaukee James is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Sexy Pony is on. Conservative Waffle is on. Milwaukee James is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Ever Eden is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Let me see here. Big Scott 1 is on. Let me get three or four more here. A Motorcycle is on. Peg Joe is on. Scrolling down here. Man, there's a lot. I'm just not even getting close to the bottom here. Let me see here. Let me pick at least a couple more. Ah, there we go. Confederate One is on. No, let me grab one more. Uncle Wally, there he goes. Fellow brother in blue from Florida is on. All right, just off of Gronk real quick. Everybody knows from the title of the show we're going to talk about. It's a shooting in Minneapolis. I don't know if I'll ever get off of that tonight. I have no idea. Probably will be the whole show because my first part of the show is titled Shooting. And the second part of the show is titled Shooter. So probably aren't going to get off of it. So if you've heard it ad nauseum, might want to go to another podcast because that's all we're going to talk about. But we might get into details that you haven't heard so far. All right, so here off of Grok, here's the Grok summation of basically every post on Twitter, on X. Deadly shooting in Minneapolis school kills two, injures 17. That's the latest that I got. 19 total casualties is what I've got going into the podcast. I don't think it changed. I checked to see if it changed. Hadn't seen that it's changed. It appears that Jesse Waters was espousing the same numbers as of 8 o'clock tonight. Devastating shooter at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis on Wednesday, where the shooter used to go to school and where the mother of the shooter used to work. Wednesday morning, claimed the lives of two children, injured 17 others during a school mass. In other words, school church assembly, church service. The shooter, 23-year-old Robin Westman, which is his real name is Bob, a fully penis man named Robert Westman. And of course, it all has to be reported. You will not find one leftist news Goebbels outfit that will at all address transgenderism tonight. They're all talking about the shooting and nobody's talking about transgenderism at all. How can you possibly be a journalistic outfit and not talk about the very fact that the shooter was transgender? Another guy pretending to be a girl. Here we go once again. And believe me, I've got all the stats and we'll get to it in just a second. But that's what they're all doing. They're all pretending again. Listing, of course, towards gun confiscation. Let's just call it what it is. Not common sense gun reform, just like comprehensive border reform, common sense gun reform. No, it means gun confiscation, Australia style. And since that's happened, violent crimes has gone up, not down. But anyway, the shooter, 23-year-old Robert Westman, that's who he needs to be called. That's the name he needs to be called by, died by suicide after opening fire from outside the church. He just opened fire into the building while these kids were all sitting around in church service. Authorities are investigating motives, while officials like Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and FBI Director Kash Patel have called for prayers and unity amid renewed demands for gun violence reform. I haven't seen that from Kash Patel, so that might be kind of a wrong culmination of sentences by Grok. The tragedy has sparked national grief, blah, blah, blah. We don't need to hear all that. All right, go to the next one for me, Will. Libs of TikTok tweet. All right, so here's the stats. All right, who's committing these things? Now, we've been told, if you watch this podcast, you know it's about what's about to be said. We've been told that there is a transgender genocide going on.
Yep.
That Aaron and me and Will and all the white guys out here are murdering transgender people. You're going to hear a minute from Joe Biden, who said during the 2020 election, maybe in the 2024, but I believe it's the 2020 election, that black transgender people are being murdered. Where are the bodies?
And where are the perps? I'm just curious because people like me who have no life and are constantly gathering information for podcasts, I haven't seen one. I haven't seen one transgender person murdered by anybody. And again, you can go right. And here's the problem with all this. As when you're propagandized, just like CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, all of them right now are propagandized. They're all on their shows, just like they did with COVID shots. All these people are dying. I mean, it's so weird today because I was watching the Hard Knocks on Max with the Buffalo Bills. And this defensive back was talking, and he, you know, a couple years ago, and strangely, Aaron, 2022, he woke up and he couldn't breathe, and he was having like chest pains. Just a young man that couldn't be in better shape, and he went and was diagnosed with pericarditis. Now, we're all going to sit around and pretend we don't know why this young man, who's never had a heart problem in his life, never had a heart, never ever had a problem with inflammation around the heart in his life, ever. But suddenly does, and we're all going to stand around. Now, I know this doesn't include all the red pill people, you, me, and everybody else. I'm just saying this for the whole world outside of people like you and I, including most Republicans, are all going to stand around, and we're going to act like we don't know why this is happening. And this goes right here. Why is this happening where transgender people feel justified in pointing a AR-15, a semi-automatic pistol, semi-automatic rifle, whatever. He used that pistol and rifle. Into a building and gunning down little kids. Why do they feel justified? Because Dana Bash and Jake Tapper and all these people on these punditry shows today are all out there, Ashley Phillips, all the rest of them are all talking today about the shooting and not mentioning one word about their culpability in it. Not one word, but we're going to get to a lot the culpability and liability. But the reason why these people feel justified in doing so is they've been propagandized Hitler style, Goebbels style, Stalinist style. They've been, you know, Pravda style, Mockingbird style. They've all been propagandized into believing that there are white people coming after them. Namely, evangelical or Christian white people, although the Catholics are not evangelical, but Christian people are coming after them. Is any of that true? No. I mean, Will was watching. It's funny sometimes watching Will because he has like, he's usually quiet and then suddenly something kicks him off. I mean, that's a lie. I heard him talk. That's a lie as people were talking. And I'm like, it's all lies. It's all lies. They're not being killed by anybody, even themselves. You can now again, why do black people feel justified in attacking white people? Because they've been told that every white person is a racist and is trying to hold them down. There's no white people killing black people. Just so everybody knows, statistically speaking, that is not happening. Oh, Tom, how dare you say that? That must mean you're a racist. No, that means I'm reading statistical data. But 30% of murders in the white community are committed by black people. None in the black community are committed by white people. 97% of black homicides are committed by other black men. That's it. That's the truth. That's it. Close the book. Nothing else to discuss. So, but black people feel justified in, and it's never a one-on-one fight. It's never a fair fight. They have no problem attacking white people in gangs because they're like, well, they're racist anyway. It's the same reason why they felt like, you know what, even though we know Trump committed no crimes, we're going to prosecute him anyway because he's the next coming of Hitler. And we're doing society a favor by putting him in prison for the rest of his life because we're saving everybody from Hitler round two, even though Trump never did anything, if certainly not Hitler. So, I mean, that's what's happening here. Look at this. Minnesota church shooting today, trans, Republican Party firebombing, gender fluid, which, by the way, Libs of TikTok is being very specific here. It's all trans. Gender fluid is trans. Nashville shooter, trans. Colorado Tesla arsonist, trans. Colorado Springs shooter, trans. Our Aberdeen shooter, trans. Denver school shooter, trans. Iowa school shooter, trans. Gender fluid. AMC stabber, trans. Are we starting to see a pattern here? Yeah, every single mass shooting is committed by, Aaron called it, their kind. Okay, Democrats. Every single one of them is a trans Democrat. That is just the way that it is. And everybody on these punditry shows on the left today are all avoiding the very fact that he said he had killed Trump on one of his magazines or maybe on the stock of his gun. Can't remember which. We'll see in a minute because I have all the slides. But I'm just saying, It's amazing how the left and the leftist media all are just living in. I mean, how do you look at yourself in the freaking face every day of your life knowing that you lie for a living? You are actually, like Jacob Fry just had another baby. How do you, why don't procreate? If you're going to be Jacob Fry, keep it all zipped up. All right, pal, please don't propagate another liar. Don't procreate another liar, please. Let's not do that. And every day your children know you're a liar so that they become liars, Democratic Party leftist liars, just like you. And they're all going to pretend, and what Aaron was talking about, his kind, is they have Jacob Fry decrying the shooting that was committed by his kind, committed by a person that he created. He created that person. And that person has now gone out and committed a crime. He shouldn't be out there going, anti-gun stuff, got nothing to do with guns. That guy bought every single one of those guns lawfully. So what are your gun laws are doing nothing. So you're going to add more gun laws that are going to enable this same person to buy the guns lawfully anyway? You're going to have more gun laws? But that's not what they want to do. They want to do gun confiscation. But he, of course, obfuscates the very fact that he's the one who created this transgender shooter by affirming his delusions. You know what you don't want to do is affirm people's delusions. Become, you know what they become? Can you guess what they become, guys? Delusional.
Yeah.
Shocker. Truly, truly amazing. Well, that's one slide down. Go to the next one for me. Townhall.com video. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara confirms the shooter's 23-year-old Robert. I'm not going to, if I slip, I may say Robin. He changed his name to Robin Westman and the existence of a manifesto. Play it for me.
The coward that shot these victims took his own life in the rear of the church. That coward has been identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. No prior criminal history. As to the weapons used to perpetrate this horrific attack, there was a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol. All three had been lawfully purchased by the shooter. At this stage, we believe that the shooter had acted alone. There is no indication of other suspects directly involved in carrying out this attack. Our investigators are working with other agencies in the process of executing four search warrants. One is for the church itself, where this crime occurred. The other three are residences nearby in the metro that are related to this shooter. Additional firearms are being recovered from those three residential locations as we speak. We are also aware of a manifesto that the shooter had timed to be released on YouTube. This manifesto appeared to show him at the scene and included some disturbing writings. That content has since been taken down with the assistance of the FBI, and it now remains under active review by our investigators.
All right, back to front. Why take down the manifesto? Can anybody explain this to me, please? I mean, Aaron, help me. Will, help me. You guys should seriously chime in. Why would you take down the manifesto of a dead man? Fully penis dead man dressed up as a woman. Why would you take his manifesto down? FBI has taken the manifesto down. Why? Why? Why would you do that? What's the point of it? He's dead. I mean, how does that help an investigation to pull down a social media post? Which, by the way, we have it. And it was put on Twitter before. Everyone's smart now. See, they can't defeat us now. They cannot defeat us now. These people act like this is 12 years ago. No, you know, everybody knows now. They find out immediately who this person is. They go to the social media. Aaron, what do you call it when they like upload his stuff or they get it to where it's stored where you can't delete it off? They grab it so it can't be deleted off their own page.
Yeah, yeah.
So they just grab it off of YouTube and then store it on their own server, right?
Yeah.
So then that YouTube cannot delete it then. I called up Aaron and said, make sure we have it and put it on our own server so that nobody can delete it. So we have his manifesto. He has like three or four goofy little videos. Some of them are so boring that, I mean, it's not worth watching. But they're all boring, actually. It's just some whack job. Anyway, we're going to watch like 2-3 minutes of it max because it's really boring to watch. But I mean, why take it all down? Why? You know why? Is they want to do another Nashville shooter thing with Audrey Hale. Who happened to be the antithesis of the norm, which was a woman pretending to be fully vaginaed woman pretending to be a fully penis male. That was actually the opposite, but that was the one who carried out the Nashville shooting. And we have yet to see that manifesto officially released. To my knowledge, it was released back door through Stephen Crowder. And that's it. Why? Explain to me why. Because you have a politically biased FBI, politically motivated FBI. You cannot be politically biased and be in law enforcement, be a judge, be a prosecutor, or be a defense attorney, or whatever it may be, a Supreme Court judge, appellate judge. You cannot be politically biased, and every single department is. Every single prosecutor is. Every single judge is. And the FBI is. The ATF is. They're all politically biased. Even now, you're like, but Patel isn't. Patel isn't, but the whole FBI is. And when I say politically biased, they're all leftist. I don't even want them to be biased towards right people, people on the right. I want people to just be judged on the evidence. That's it. Proof beyond a reasonable doubt, preponderance of the evidence in a civil case. That's it. But it's not that way. And as soon as this happens, the FBI, what do? They try to solve the crime? No, they go to the shooter's social media page and take down all of his media. The same thing they did in Butler, Pennsylvania. The exact same thing there. Will said this. Thank goodness, you know, they weren't, at least this time, the shooter wasn't practicing with the DHS. At least this, so far, we shouldn't even say that yet.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Mm-hmm. I mean, we might find out this kid was at the FBI gun range. Who knows? But, I mean, again, then it'll all be denied. And that we're powerless to do anything about it because the people in power are disingenuous, dishonest, politically biased liars on both sides of the aisle. We got to cover for the Democrats and we got to cover for the Republicans. You're like, Tom, aren't you a devout Republican? Yeah, of course. I'm a devout Republican because I love the platform, not the party. And if you see the three idiots and the four idiots in the picture, because Brian O'Hara is an idiot. That's the police chief. Just another DEI moronic idiot running an idiotic, worthless Minneapolis police department. Took their need to George Floyd and everything else, allowing Derek Chauvin to languish in prison for 22 years for a crime that he didn't commit because there was no crime. That's when I say when a crime doesn't exist, I mean either it doesn't exist on the books or there was never a crime that was committed. Derek Chauvin committed no crime. But this idiot right here, he'll just tell you Derek Chauvin's in prison for murdering George Floyd. Just like to this day, you'll hear Jamie Raskin say, cops were killed on J6 and nobody corrects him. There's nothing you and I can do about it except what we're doing, which is now we have power. We have power. That's why, right now, the reason why we have the shooter's manifesto is because of the power that we now have. And we need to every day thank Chris Pavlovsky on Rumble, thank Elon Musk for Twitter, the only free speech streaming platforms that there are. And of course, there's much opposition against them, both in this country and many other countries. So look at these idiots here. So you have, of course, the chief of police never mentions, of course, I mean, wouldn't you kind of mention that he calls this man, a woman, calls this man Robin. His name's not Robin. His name is Robert Westman. He is a fully penis man, and everybody's going to pretend like he's a woman. Every CNN, MSNBC, every mainstream outlet, they're all pretending like this was a woman. And I wonder why it is that Democrats lose elections, because they are sitting with 5% of the public that thinks that that's a woman. 5%. Even Democrats know a fully penis, swinging penis man is not a woman. Not a woman. That is a man who went into a church and shot up a bunch of kids. That's what happened. This idiot up here with his bulletproof vest on, giving his press comms, refuses to acknowledge reality by just calling her a coward. He didn't even say him or her. You have other, I have the video from this. Other punditry outlets calling him a they, which isn't even grammatically correct. When they did the shooting. Oh, so there's more than one shooter? I mean, these people, you want to just live an asinine delusion if you're a leftist. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. I am going to live an asinine delusion. I'm going to even ruin my grammar to be a Democrat by referring to a singular human as they. Unbelievable. But anyway, see, then you got Klobuchar to his left, our right. And then right behind him, thankfully blocked, is Tampon Timmy. And then Jacob Frey, mayor of, and of course, governor of Minnesota. And of course, Minnesota is a trans sanctuary state. And then you have here we have all effeminate men, again, Jacob Fry effeminate, Waltz effeminate, even the chief of police, he looks kind of buff a little bit, but he's effeminate because he refuses to say what's true. And of course you have Klobuchar, and all four of these people created the shooter. It's just like right out of the Bible. It's right out of Mark chapter 4, verse 28. A seed only bears of its own kind, produces of its own kind. You wanted to plant seeds of transgenderism, you got it, and now people are dead because of what you've done. It's got nothing to do with the guns. You already have strict gun laws. He got them lawfully. It doesn't matter. You created the shooter, and the shooter went and shot. Go to the next one for me. Here's the pic of the person. This is the man pretending to be a woman that all of the cuck boys and cuck women out there are all going to act like this is a female. You and I, of course, won't because we're red-pilled. Even Fox News won't to some degree, but to some degree they will because, oh, they don't want to cross a certain line. I don't want to cross. I mean, I'm so sick of people not wanting to cross certain lines. Man, it reminds me during COVID, we could open safely. Why do you need to open safely? Why do you need to open safely when there's nothing to be safe about? And if you dare say that, then you were the worst person on the earth. And a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist and wanted to kill grandma was anti-science. No, the only person who was pro-science, pro-grandma, and pro-truth was me and all the others that espoused the same exact principles, which was the truth. So here it is, right here. That is, of course, Robert. This is Bobby. This is Bobby Westman right here. Fully penis guy that all the left is going to call a woman. Go to the next one for me. CJ Pearson tweet. So here's what they said pre-shooting. And in the picture there, left to right, you've got Jacob Fry, top left, Tampon Timmy, top right, Keith Ellison, top left, and I can't remember the lieutenant governor's name. But anyway, so Minneapolis mayor, I got to pick her in a minute anyway. A Minneapolis mayor says Minneapolis will be a safe haven for trans community. Oh, it is. Yeah. Very safe for trans, not safe for Catholic school kids. Minneapolis governor, we are a safe haven for transgender individuals. Safe for trans, not safe for us. And by the way, there it is again. We can open safely. We want to make a safe environment for trans people. Where are they in danger? Aaron, can you name one place? Will, can you name one? Where are they in danger? What city are they in danger? Certainly not in danger right here in Northport, Florida. This is a haven of redneckism. I am a redneck.
Iran?
I mean, yeah. All the places that the left, Will just said Iran. All the places that the left supports, Muslim communities. That's the only, did everybody get this? I mean, does everyone see the circle bleep symbiote of it all? I mean, you see it? The places that Democrats all support Muslim community are the only ones that transgenders would be in danger at all. So imagine being Tampon Timmy, and in your state is where Ilhan Omar is from, and that specific area of Minneapolis is all Somalis. There they wouldn't be safe. I mean, I don't even know how to put it into words. Just the glaring, unbelievable hierarchical hypocrisy is truly unbelievable. And then of Keith Ellison, the AG, the chief law enforcement officer who beats the crap out of his wife, by the way. That's the truth. And somehow escapes the charges. Aaron, I'd be in prison. Aaron be in prison. Will be in prison. I'd be in prison. You'd be in prison. But somehow little Keithy, because he's a black man, he gets to escape all charges. Amazing. Black, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Not just because he's a black man. You're like, Tom, are you going to back off the race thing? No, I'm not backing off the race thing at all. He's black. He checks two boxes, black and Democrat.
And Muslim.
Oh, Muslim too, according to Aaron. I don't know that.
No, he is.
Aaron's usually right. So, but you have been wrong before. Yeah, Aaron sent me some Trump stats that were so bad. I mean, I nearly corrected them the next night. I'm like, what the heck was that? But anyway, all right, Minnesota AG, we're suing Trump for trans. Oh, there it is, the AG. We're suing Trump for trans, for gender affirming care. great job, guys. Maybe Robert there, Robert Westman, maybe he was on gender affirming care, which caused him to go crazier than he already was. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor, when our children tell us who they are, it's our jobs as grownups to believe them. Oh, really? Has she ever squeezed out a kid in her life? Has she ever had a baby? Okay, because your kid one day thinks they're a killer whale, so you're going to affirm that? They're swimming out in the pool calling themselves orca. And you're going to affirm that? Oh, you know what? You're going to start feeding them raw fish? You're going to start feeding them seals? Live seals? Is that what you're going to do, you stupid idiot? I mean, these people are so stupid, and the people who follow them are stupider. I mean, how do you ever follow? We need to affirm it. It's just like believe all women. You must have never been in law enforcement your whole life. You ever been in law enforcement? You ever been? Because you certainly shouldn't believe all women. You know why? Women lie. Yeah, you're like, Tom, men lie. Oh, I didn't say men didn't lie. But you don't believe all women. I've worked cases where women lied about being raped. Please. They do lie, and they lie about being raped. You know what you do with every... You investigate all allegations. You don't believe all allegations. You investigate all allegations. But if you're a leftist, you are so myopic and just so singular in vision that you come up with a ridiculous statement and you buy into it lock, stock, and barrel. We as grownups, it's our job as grownups to believe what kids tell you. Really? So if the kid tells you, I believe it's safe to go play in traffic. Oh, I've received a word from the Lord. Let's go play in traffic then, kids. Daddy, I think it's perfectly fine for me to handle that rattlesnake. Oh, prophetic. Go right ahead then. I mean, these people are so ridiculous. I hope she never has kids. I hope she doesn't have kids. And it's always amazing, too, whether it's Charlize Theron or all the rest of them out of Hollywood, where every single one of their kids is gay or trans or both. Mm. Every single one of them. It's as if they were brainwashing their own kids. Well, of course they are. Let's go to the next one. Colin Rugg video. So here's a fifth grade witness, a fifth grade victim also, who witnessed the shooting. Play for him.
What happened with him? Is he okay?
Yeah, I think he's going to be okay. And then my friend, he was like laying on top of me, like making sure I was safe, and he got hit. So that was really brave of him.
And you have a nick on your neck?
Yeah, that was, I don't even know what it's from. Kind of looks like debris or something.
But that came from during this?
Yeah.
How are you feeling? You seem pretty put together here, but it's got to be tough.
Yeah, I'm just like confused.
So if you're a Democrat, you created the person who went and shot at that kid. Congratulations. Aaron, can you name all the people we've created to do that?
Zero.
There you go. Aaron didn't have to type. You should hear him, yes, type. You know, you didn't have to look into it because there aren't any.
Yeah.
I mean, where are the right-wing shootings? I'm just curious. Where are they? I mean, we were told. I mean, imagine being this disingenuous. Imagine being this devoid of human dignity. Imagine being this devoid of all integrity that you go up to a podium as Joe Biden, as Christopher Ray, and say the number one threat to America is me, Will, and Aaron. White supremacist terrorists. How? Because we own guns and we believe in the Constitution and federalism? There is no white supremacist terrorism. None. The only terrorism that is going on in this country, this may bother people, and I'm going to be called a racist. The only terrorism that is going on in this country is transgenderism and gangs of black people. That's it. Going in, I mean, I couldn't devote a week. I could devote a month straight of 3 hour per night podcast. They would love that. of all of the stores and shopping malls and cruises taken over by black people committing crimes. I mean, what, you're like, Tom, that's racism. How's it racism? Is it true? Then it's not racism. Racism would be me attributing it to the melanin content of their skin, which I am not. There is a problem that needs to be addressed, starting with they have zero dads. And a myriad of other things, too, that go along with it. You're like, aren't things getting worse in the white community? Yeah, things are steadily getting worse in the white community because all everybody does all day is stare at screens. And their new reality is Netflix instead of reality being reality. And then reality comes up and hits you in the face. You don't even know what to do. All these people walking around right now, they're like lobotomized. They don't even know how to socialize. I actually like to go and spend time with older people because they still know how to communicate. Mm-hmm. A lot of other kids now, they're like scared of you sort of because you're real and they're not on a screen and they can't delete you and they can't pause you. It's a big part of the problem. Go to the next one for me. So this just shows you where Tim Walz stands. Look at Timmy. Ugh. I mean, look at this guy. That, there's so many nasty things that I want to say, but if those two were in a prison cell together, Tim Walz would be his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would be literally on the receiving end of that guy standing right there. That is a fully penis man pretending to be a woman while all these idiots clap at him. Imagine that. And that's why these people tell you, believe your kids when they tell you that they're a girl, when they're a guy. Because they'll just simply applaud anything so that they get societal approval and they get to be called inclusive. That's why Keir Starmer covered up mass migrant Muslim rape of both prepubescent and slightly postpubescent white females in England. Covered up thousands of rapes. Because he didn't want to be called non-inclusive. Imagine being so freaking gay. Imagine being that gay, like Keir Starmer and Tim Walz. Which I have strong feelings that Tim Walz is actually gay. The way that he jazz hands everywhere he goes.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this. How imagine being so demeaning of yourself that you would clap at that. Imagine, and not one of these people would have clapped at it 20 years ago. You know what's changed? Nothing. Nothing has changed. Right and wrong has not changed. The people have changed. And they wouldn't have applauded that absolute atrocity of a human being 20 years ago. All right, let's go to the next one. May's video. Just a few years ago, here's Biden. Play for me.
The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It may make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination. And what's happening is too many transgender women of color are being murdered. They're being murdered.
All right, so Will's going to be our example now because he's the only one with a kid that's roughly in that age group because Biden said 8 or 10. Will has a boy who's 9. So here's the thing. Aaron's got a little baby, and my kids are adults. So the thing is, if you have a 9-year-old boy who comes up to you or a 9-year-old girl comes up to you and says, hey, Dad, I'm a girl. Joe Biden, and as the mom dutifully shakes her head, nods her head. Oh, yes. Look at a wonderful Munchausen by proxy parent I am. Oh, yes. Aaron, Will, if your 9-year-old came up to you and said, hey, Dad, I'm a girl, would you affirm that?
No. We're going to have a long talk in the bedroom.
Yeah,
belt.
Yeah, long talk. Will's a lot nicer than me. He's a strong, real strong, actual Christian strong man. He's just nicer. That meant that he would be beating that out of his son. Okay, not in an unlawful way, but in the lawful way, like spare the rod, hate your son kind of way. But anyway, so no, you don't. I mean, imagine being, I wonder why it is that Joe Biden showers with his daughter when she's like 14. And he's showering with his daughter. I wonder why that is, because he's that convoluted. I wonder why it is that same daughter ended up in a drug addict in a drug facility, a drug rehabilitation facility, and actually left that diary that we all got to read about him showering with his daughter in that drug rehab. And then, of course, you have Hunter. I wonder why it is that his kids turn out that way. And all these Hollywood kids turn out, you know, they got a chicken bone through their nose, and they're identified as pansexual. I use that because I have no idea what that even freaking means. I have no idea what it means, what pansexual means. I have no idea. And here's the thing. I don't want to know. Don't even send it to me. I don't want to know what pansexual means. But that's why these kids turn out to be the way that they are, because of parenting like that, where you're so delusional that you have an 8-year-old come up to you and tell you what they want to be, and you just affirm it? An 8-year-old? I mean, the things that I was and wanted to be when I was 8 should not have been affirmed. Okay? I mean, that's just the way that it is. I mean, you don't believe all children and affirm all children. That's not what you do. You raise them appropriately. All right, let's go to the next one. CJ Pearson video. Here he is. Here's Jacob Fry. I like the way CJ Pearson verbalized it. Loser Minneapolis mayor who knelt before the golden casket of George Floyd and fake cried. Immediately runs in front of a camera after Catholic school children are killed and tells us that our prayers for the victims of the shooting mean nothing. Play for me.
These were Minneapolis families. These were American families. And the amount of pain that they are suffering right now is extraordinary. And don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in a church. These are kids that should be learning with their friends. They should be playing on the playground. They should be able to go to school or church in peace without the fear or risk of violence, and their parents should have the same kind of assurance. These are the sort of basic assurances that every family should have every step of the day, regardless of where they are in our country.
You know what I hate more than anything are fake freaking people. Fake. Where they have to conjure up emotion. You notice that? And when he goes, and here's the thing. I've done some wailing myself various times in life. Man, I've done some wailing. I'm talking about crying. Boy, I cry. You know, I don't cry like Jacob Fry cried at the George Floyd Memorial when he went down to the coffin and he knelt down and he did this. You know what that is? Fake. Because you're not really crying. If you listen, you're crying, you're going to cry.
Yeah.
And you, that it's like you can't fake laughing. You know I'm faking. All right. I mean, you cannot fake laughing, and you cannot fake crying. This guy right here, he is feigning emotion. He is contriving emotion in front of everybody. You know, I'm gonna pretend like he's just so offended by the shooting. He's just flabbergasted by the shooting that was done by his own kind, by his own creation, because the seed only bears fruit of itself. So his own kind committed the shooting, and he acts like he's just totally shocked by it when we had the statistics earlier in the show. Every shooting, every mass shooting right now is done by a creation of Jacob Fry and his ilk, every single one of them. And what's so funny about it is Jacob Fry wasn't even the nominee for the Democratic. He's not even the nominee for the Democratic Party for mayor in Minneapolis. He lost. He lost to Omar Fattah. Okay, and Omar Fattah turned out to be financially corrupt, so the DNC removed their approval of Fattah. So now he's not the approved nominee. So I guess they're back now running against each other. But he lost. You ever pull up a picture of Omar Fattah? Okay, if you can, when you have a chance, just pull up. He looks like a 13-year-old starving African. That's what he looks like. And that's who Jacob Fry lost to. That he is the Democratic Party nominee for Minneapolis mayor until they found out that he was financially corrupt, and then they removed that approval from him. So now I guess it's just another free-for-all. That's how inept Jacob Fry is. He cannot even receive his own party's nomination. He's that inept. And yet now he's going to come out and just give these definitive statements. He's so worthless that his own party will not endorse him. He didn't even get the endorsement of the Democratic Party. It's the same thing going on there that's going on with Zohran Mamdani in New York City, where he got the endorsement of the Democrats and getting all the endorsements of the Democratic Party. When Eric Adams can't get it, and Cuomo can't get it, Andrew Cuomo can't get it. Because let's look where the Democratic Party is. Zohran Mamdani is your nominee, is your endorsed nominee in New York City. And Omar Fattah in Minneapolis. There he is. That's who he lost to. And that's not an exaggerative picture. Slightly, maybe, but they just caught him in the wrong moment. But that's not been edited.
No.
All right, that's him. That's who he lost to. And now he's going to come out and lecture us about... I mean, imagine he's coming out and lecturing us about his creation committing a shooting. I mean, imagine that. It would be just like me training somebody to do a shooting and then going out and saying, we need to stop this guy from shooting. And then when I'm the one who trained him how to shoot and how to tactically pull off the shooting. All right, let's go to the next one. Speaking of prayers, here's one of the leading Democratic, Brian Krasenstein. Here's one of the leading Democratic Party pundits out there, Brian Krasenstein. Again, he's a dwarf. And literally he speaks like this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read his tweet in his voice for everybody. Ready? All right. Praying is the problem here, not the solution. People use prayer instead of action. If prayer worked, a house of prayer wouldn't have just experienced this tragedy. That's exactly how Brian Krasenstein talks. Just like that. How he's married to a woman, I don't know. Maybe she's a beard. I have no idea. But praying is the problem. You see, now this is where wickedness comes in. He needs to be watching out for God. You're going to come out and say prayer is the problem. Watch it, Brian. You want to advocate for Kamala and all that? Go right ahead and Biden. You want to lie to us about Biden and Kamala? That's what you do for a living, and lie about Trump. You know, that's one thing. It's wicked. It's nasty. But when you're going to come out directly against God, you've now got into the wicked above radar mode. You might want to be keeping an eye out for God. You may want to talk to God and say, Lord, you know what? I don't want to be a Christian, but I don't want to be on your radar. I retract what I said. You might want to try that, Brian. You might want to do that. Let's go to the next one. Viva Fry video. Anybody who is using this as an opportunity, more from Jacob Fry. Play for me.
And I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community. Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity. We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone. We should be operating from a place of love for our kids. Kids died today.
I can't take it anymore. So there we go. So, and again, this is all about conflation. Conflation is the number one tactic of the Democratic Party, and conflation is the number one tactic of false prophets inside of the evangelical church. Conflation is everything. What it is, again, is asserting that one thing is another. And Aaron brought up a very valid point. Because we are saying that only trans people are committing mass shootings, that means I hate them. That has nothing to do with it. When I say that the only people that are ransacking 7-Elevens right now are black people, that means I hate black people, because it's true. That's conflating it. That's actually conflating one piece of information for another. That's falsely attributing an emotion. That's flat out what it is. It's just falsely attributing an emotion to a situation. Or falsely attributing a judgment to a situation. Nobody has said, I hate trans people. No, we're saying that, you know what? There's obviously a problem here, because the only people that are committing mass genocides are the people claiming to be the victims of mass genocides. Not approving of somebody does not mean hatred. I do not approve of men having sex with other men. Why? Because number one, because simply God says it's an abomination and it's a sin. I also don't approve of men having sex with women outside of marriage, because God calls it a sin. It doesn't mean that I hate fornicators and homosexuals. I certainly have sexually sinned myself in my life, and I don't hate me. Okay? It's not like that. I'm not hating you because I'm telling you the truth about your situation. If you are on fire, and you were uncomfortable being on fire, and I said, hey, you're on fire, that means I hate you. Because I'm telling you the truth about your situation. That's conflation. Calling the truth about your situation hatred, or hatred the truth about your situation, whichever one. It's conflating the two. And it happens all the time in church with the love of God. What happens, what they do with church is, if I dare say that somebody's going to hell, they will say, but God loves them. That's a conflation. God loves everybody burning in hell right now. Now, narrow is the way and few find it. Most people are going to go to hell, according to Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, 13 and 14. If you're not saved, receive him as Savior and Lord right now and turn from your sin.
Amen.
But the thing is, it is not that God does not love them. That's conflation. I didn't say God didn't love them. I said they're going to go to hell if they don't turn from their sin in Jesus' name. That's not saying God doesn't love them. But what the fake pastor and the fake prophet, the false prophet will say is, you're telling people that God doesn't love them. When you say that, you're telling them that God doesn't love them. I never said God doesn't love them. Or you can just say, or just go the Democratic Party playbook. You're acting in hatred toward them. I'm hating them because I simply told them what the Bible says about their life. That's conflation. It's conflating. You are calling the truth hatred. You are calling the truth a lack of love of God. That's conflation. That's the number one tactic of the Democratic Party. All right, let's go to the next one, wherever I'm at. Am I at Damani Felder?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is Tim Walz signing a bill making Minnesota a trans refuge state. Play for me.
Love wins. Here you go. Yay.
Hey, there's that same guy in the back that he stood and clapped with before, and then they had that little guy standing next to him. That was a guy with a girl's dress on. That's who that is. And everyone's going to stand around and participate in people's delusions because they'll do the classic conflation. If you don't, that means you hate them. I don't hate any of those people. I am a Matthew 10:13 through 15 kind of guy. If a household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you nor hear your words when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. So you know what that means is stop caring. I don't have any I don't have any hatred. I don't care. You don't listen, all right. You know, people who think like they hurt me. I left his church. I don't care. I shook the dust off my feet the moment you left. I'll welcome you back, but I shook the dust off me. You will not receive me and or hear my words. Fine. That's okay. I no longer care. That's it. That's how you're supposed to be. I don't have any hatred. Again, conflation. They're conflating me not caring with hating them. I mean, hating is about this close to loving. I'm certainly not loving you, and except in the Christ-like kind of way. Certainly not loving your lifestyle. But it's all, everything you saw in that picture is absolutely fake. And Tim Walz created the shooter that just killed those two kids today. Amy Meck video. 2 years ago, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey signed an executive order to establish, so here you have Tim Walz making it a trans sanctuary state. And then you've got cuckboy Jacob Frey signing an executive order to establish Minneapolis as a sanctuary city for transgenders and non-binary people. Here's a trans guy. Here's a guy pretending to be a woman talking about it. Play for me.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey on Friday signed an executive order protecting access to gender-affirming health care. The services are given to people suffering from gender dysphoria. This executive order solidifies Minneapolis as a safe haven for transgender and non-binary people seeking or receiving gender-affirming health care, Frey said in a statement. We're in the business of helping people as individuals and communities. No matter who you are or where you're from, Minneapolis loves you and we will support you.
And that guy talking right there, Aaron was talking about punching bags, actually has two punching bags on his body. He's got his Adam's apple and his testicles are still there. And I love how they all try to talk like this. And when they're actually, when you put pressure on them, their man voice comes out because they can't, even they, when they have to get in a yelling match, they all start talking like, because that's who they really are. But they all try to talk like this. And they, you know, my name is Sharon. And no, you're not. No, you're Steve, okay? We all know it. And this doesn't cover it up. You still have an Adam's apple, and you have a bulge, okay? You have a bulge in your pants. Big or small, it's a bulge, okay? It's a dude. You're a dude. And talking like this doesn't change anything. Putting on makeup doesn't change anything. Putting on a wig and a rainbow flag changes nothing. All right, Andy, no video. This is why you have transgenocide problem. What's the transgenocide problem? Trans committing genocide. Not being the victims of it, committing it while claiming they're the victims of it. Today's killing of Christian children at a church in Minneapolis occurred in the context of a surge in far-left trans propaganda, encouraging Trantifa and other leftists to take up arms to kill transphobes and fascists. Are there any transphobes? No. Where? Who's a transphobe? Nobody even cares about it. Will, Aaron, anybody watching, do you sit up at night thinking, man, I just can't stand that men parade around pretending to be women and women parade around pretending to be men. I mean, I'm not going to participate in your delusions, but I honestly could care less. It's like 0.00071% of the population. I'm making all that up. That it's nothing. I mean, it's less than 0.1% of the population. And it's the same thing with the gay population. It's less than 5 or 6% of the population. It's probably way less than that. I just don't spend any time with it. If you ask me if I'm pro-trans, absolutely not. Pro-gay, absolutely not. But I don't spend any time talking about it. But yet, it's propagandized as if people like me are out there hunting them. Because, again, it's conflation. Me saying that I'm against transgenderism is violence towards them. And so they're allowed to answer my verbal violence with AR-15 rounds. That's what's actually happening. So here's the pics. Look at this. This is the pics that are put out by the trans community. Go to pick one for me. Here, let me just put out. Look at this shirt. This shirt was worn by the lieutenant governor of the state of Minneapolis. Gee, I wonder why it is that you have a trans person shooting up a school in Minneapolis when the lieutenant governor of the state wears this shirt. Protect trans kids with a buck knife. Go to the next one for me. It's all put out by the trans community. Eugene Weekly. That's a magazine that you never need to leaf through right there. Look at what's on the cover. Talk about horrifying. I mean, talk about like a crying game scenario with this dude. Holy moly.
Read that circled thing.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even notice it. Aaron always does this to me. Yeah. He notices things I don't notice. As the Trump administration attacks trans people. Name how. I mean, again, it's just like, leave this up. It's like all the street interviews. How has Trump attacked you? Name exactly how he's attacked you. They never can name one thing he's ever done. How's he attacked trans people? Not at all. He simply will not participate in your delusions. So in the military, you can enlist as a male or a female. He hasn't attacked you. You just have to acknowledge what you are. And listen, when you're out of uniform, Will will love this. When you're out of uniform and you want to go parade around as a woman, nobody's going to stop you. But in uniform, you're going to be a man or a woman. You're going to make your decision. And the thing is, you will make a decision based on what you really are. So you're really not making a decision. You make a decision whether to enlist or not as who you are. All right. So some queer folks are armed and ready to bash back. Gee, I wonder why this is happening. Jacob Fry created this. Tim Walz created this. Go to the next one for me. Look at this. Here it is. Trans rights. Okay. Or else. And they call us the violent ones. No, we don't even have shirts like this. Ever. We don't have shirts like this. Ever.
Straight or else.
Yeah. Trans rights or else with numerous types of rifles on the shirt. You got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. Go to the next one for me. Look at this put out. This looks like a, this is a Twitter post. We got each other death before detransition. Who's tried to detransition any of the idiots in this picture? Name any sort of political agenda. Name any sort of legislative action or bill that has ever come forth to detransition anybody. Republican or Democrat, who's ever done it? Certainly not Democrats. Who? It's all made up. It's like COVID. Oh my gosh, you got a mask. For what? It's a 0.1% death rate. 0.1% of all the people who ever catch COVID will ever die of COVID. Same as a cold. Then why are we all pretending like it's something that it's not? Same thing with trans. We're all going to pretend that we're being hunted when none of them, not one has ever been hunted. Ever. In the United States of America, and probably nowhere else either. Go, Aaron.
What's funny is one of the things that obviously like makes these losers become this is that nobody really cares about them. But then after they transition, then they do their tranny stuff. Nobody still cares about them. Like, so like nobody is trying to detransition them, like you said, because nobody cares about them.
Yeah, I mean,
nobody cares.
Yeah, they are. They're miserable because they go. Think about it. You go in and get your penis lopped off, and you got and you think, man, I'm going to be a happier person. You're going to be a happier person without a penis. Really?
No.
You're really going to be happier now that you have an inverted vagina?
Ugh.
They actually take, you know, your pee tube out and make a fake vagina out of it. There'll never be a vagina that you can't have sex with. That actually ends up smelling really bad.
Ugh.
That's a fact, by the way. They actually endlessly put lube down there so you don't smell like a rotting fish for the rest of your life. And then you have the females who cut off. That's absolute fact, what I just said.
It is.
It's absolute proven
it's disgusting.
Fact. That you walk around and you're like, okay, somebody stinks in here. Oh, you know what? That's Bill. He's got an inverted vagina. And he didn't lube up properly before dinner. So we're all going to, although we're eating chicken, it smells like fish in here. It smells like red tide, literally. And then you have the female end of it where you have women pretending to be men who go in and get hysterectomies and get a phallic symbol sewed on and now have an inverted penis made out of their vagina. Where they cut off the, it's kind of like, you know, your forearm skin, almost like a new foreskin sort of, but it's not, doesn't work. You know why it doesn't work as a foreskin? Because it's not. See how simple life is? You know why this is never going to be a foreskin? Because it's not. And it's never going to be a penis. So they end up creating a fake phallic symbol, sew it on, and it has a tendency to rot. So here's what you get if you're a fake female with a sewed on penis, with your inverted vagina. What you get then with your fake female pretending to be a male with a sewed-on penis is you get the smell of dead raccoon. Because your phallic symbol is rotting. And then when you are a fake woman, you know, a real man who has, you have no uterus, you have no ovaries, you have nothing, but you lopped off your penis and now you have a fake vagina that now smells like dead fish. So you get dead fish or dead raccoon. That's that, and you wonder why they're suicidal because you're walking around. I smell a dead fish. Oh, that's me. Oh, wait, I smell dead raccoon. That's me for the rest of your life, unless you're constantly deodorizing. Like, eventually, I imagine there's going to be some like trans products that come out that'll be on the shores, the store shelves at CVS. You know, deodorizing trans products. It's true. All right, go next for me. Here's the rabbit hole. Yesterday, 7 people were shot outside of a Catholic high school. In Minneapolis, run by Jacob Fry. No tears about them, Aaron. Nothing. No statements, nothing. I bet you it's because they're those worthless black people that he really acts like he cares about, but doesn't. This morning, This morning, there's another mass shooting at Annunciation Church in Minneapolis. Call me a conspiracy theorist, but it seems like Christianity is under attack in Minneapolis. Gee, I wonder why. Look at the bottom part. Actually, just go right to the next one. Here's the entire post. Ilhan Omar's Minneapolis Somali community has the largest number of male foreign terror recruits in the United States. Great job, Democratic Party. I mean, really. Great job. Hussein Obama is the one who imported all of these Somalis. She married her brother so that he could be imported. And I wonder why it is that we have an attack on Christianity in the United States of America, where in public schools you can have anything and everything Muslim, Ramadan and everything else, but God forbid you have a cross or a Christmas tree, right? I wonder why it is that we're seeing the terrorist acts that we're seeing. Let's go to the next one. Davery Darkin's video, as the Minnesota church shooter is identified as another transgender individual, watch the mainstream media cover up for him, joining a long list of others committing the same heinous crimes. MSNBC announces the news while respecting his chosen pronouns and referring to him as they, which isn't even grammatically correct. Play it for me.
We continue to follow the breaking news of the deadly shooting at a church in Minneapolis where two children were killed and six more children are in critical condition, along with others who were injured in this shooting. But we now have an identification on the shooter. Let me bring in MSNBC's Mark Santilla, along with Christopher O'Leary, a former FBI counterterrorism official. All we knew up until this point, Mark, the brief description we got at the press conference was early 20s, wearing black clothing, cargo-like pants, but now we know who this person is.
You're right, Chris, and according to multiple senior law enforcement officials briefed on this matter, they say federal law enforcement has identified the Minneapolis church shooter as Robin Westman. Now, police have said publicly that Robin Westman is in their 20s with a limited criminal history. NBC News has confirmed with those same law enforcement officials that the suspect left behind videos that were posted online. There were writings that referenced suicide as well as extremely violent thoughts and ideas. There was an apology to their family and a handwritten sketch of the interior layout of a church. Now, Chris, it's not clear.
All right, so there you go. So here you have these two effeminate men talking again. It's same way every time. Make sure you stick around for the post game because Adam Carolla has a whole dissertation on effeminate men. They're all Democrats. So he's talking about Robert Westman. I refuse to call him Robin. He's a fully penised man named Robert Westman. We'll kind of call him Bobby. And he actually refers to the shooter as the shooter in their 20s. A shooter in their 20s. So how do you refer to A and their in the same sentence? How do you use A and their in the same sentence? You actually have to, because this is probably an Ivy League educated man, or at least bare minimum, probably master's degree, college educated man, who now has decided to be an idiot to be politically correct. And Matt, that's the price you have to pay to be a Democrat in 2025. In order for me to qualify to be a Democrat, I have to be an idiot. And I have to refer to a singular person as a they. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. And every single, I could have played you 50 of those, because that's what every single newscast sounded like. All right, Chuck Colestro video. Here's Trey Gowdy. You're going to love this one, Aaron. Trey Gowdy now suggesting gun control as a solution on Fox News. Play it for me.
Our system is reactive. Something bad happens, we react to it. And what people are crying for now is, how can we prevent this? How can we stop it? And the only way to stop it is to identify the shooter ahead of time or keep the weapons out of their hands. And so we're going to have a conversation of freedom versus protecting children. I mean, how many school shootings does it take before we're going to have a conversation about keeping firearms out? It's always a young white male, almost always. I mean, did anyone this morning think, I wonder if that was a female? Did any of y'all think that? I mean, there's been one school shooting involving a female.
Tennessee.
But other than that, it is usually young white male.
You want to talk about transitioning? I guess Gay Gowdy. So Gay Gowdy here. So it's hard to couldn't tabulate it for some reason, but Gay Gowdy now. He is now. I mean, open, everything he said right there is a lie. It's always a white male. No, Trey, it's always a transgender person. Every time. Namely, men pretending to be women. All right, Trey, so you're wrong on that. And then he starts with the COVID ideology. We have to choose freedom versus safety. We're going to have to choose between freedom versus safety. Okay, I'll choose freedom. Thank you. Thank you. Because that's what Jesus came for. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by yoke of slavery imposed by Gay Gowdy.
Amen.
I mean, here he is, Trey Gowdy. We all thought 10 years ago, man, what a warrior for the right. That's why I'm telling you. Everything you see on Capitol Hill is fake. He was fake. He was playing a role. He's fake. He's right there advocating for gun control, falsely asserting that it's always white men that are committing these crimes. They might be white, but they're all trans men. And he doesn't say anything about trans. So he's just operating under the umbrella of a political narrative. He is operating on a stenographer-style political narrative. He refuses to veer off of it because if he does, he's not going to be accepted. He's not going to be considered compassionate. What is he running? He must be running for, like, you know, Democratic Party Senate seat somewhere. I mean, that's who Trey Gowdy is. I mean, they're all like this. And you're like, Tom, aren't you a Republican? Yes, I am a Republican because I support the platform. But Gay Gowdy is the actual epitome of Republicans, though, like Mike Johnson, claims to be an evangelical Christian while he funds transgender surgeries and abortions. So every last thing that he said there was completely wrong, and he knows it's wrong, but he knows he has to say it because, well, it's either he believes it. And when you're like, how could he believe a lie? Because what I mean by that is he believes that lying is going to usher in a great agenda. And no, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever man sows, that shall also reap. If you are lying to usher in an agenda, a seed only produces after its own kind. What are you going to get, the great agenda or just lies? If you're sowing lies, you'll reap lies, Trey Gowdy. What a pathetic cuck boy he turned out to be. Man, I used to love that guy. He wants to know the answer. Trey Gowdy says, so how can we prevent it? Well, let's look at how you can prevent it. Ariana Masters video breaking. Armed civilians, get this now, thwarted 48% of all criminal shooters in 2024. Mm. 50%. I wonder why you had a mass shooting there. You know why nobody's committing mass shootings in churches like mine? Because everybody's armed. Yeah. There's two guns in this room right now. Okay, I mean, I've told you this before. We had somebody just walk into the church because I was stupid enough to leave the door unlocked. I just wasn't thinking. And Will just immediately got up. He's armed. Immediately got up and confronted the guy. Okay, if that guy had a gun, Will killed him. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows you walk into the church. There's 50 guns in a congregation. There's probably 700 people out there. In that congregation, there's at least 50 guns in there. Yeah. Everybody's armed. You'll see a guy, you know, stretch or something. There's his gun. Everywhere in this church, everybody's armed. Okay, there at the Catholic Church, nobody's armed. Nobody. 40 Gowdy, that Gay Gowdy, who now is advocating for gun control, when the entire, well, I heard for his entire run as a Republican congressman, he was anti-gun control, pro-Second Amendment. It's all lies to get elected. And then behind the scenes, sabotages that very narrative and that very agenda. But 48%, who's saying this? Me? No, that's just UCR statistics that were hidden by the FBI. Play for me.
This is freaking huge. Armed citizens stopped 48% of all criminal shooters last year. And the FBI was just caught massively lying about those numbers in their public reports. They recorded, get this, none of them. 0%. Now, you and I and everyone else have seen those local heroes on social media, but rarely do we ever see these stories in mainstream media. Well, the script is about to flip because a new study by the Crime Prevention Research Center reveals that armed civilians stopped over 1/3 of active criminal shooters between 2014 and 2024, nearly 10 times higher than FBI's reported 3.7% average. And again, with even more Americans getting armed post-2020, just last year alone in 2024, civilians stopped half of all criminal shooters. Yet, as I just stated, the FBI recorded zero of them. You might be asking, how is this possible? Well, while digging for the study, researchers found that police were often falsely credited instead of the armed civilian, which is a recording pattern that clearly increased over the last 10 years. Now, this begs the question, why would they work so hard to hide the significant benefits of an armed public?
Oh, so here we are again with the Gestapo FBI, which is nothing more than the brown shirts for the Democratic Party, hiding, just like DC and Muriel Bowser, hiding actual criminal data for political reasons, for politically biased reasons, for a political agenda to actually enforce a false narrative that guns are the problem. No, guns are the solution. The reason why this happened today is because nobody had a gun that was in proximity to the shooter except for the shooter, who went, thank God, ended his own life because it could have been way worse than it was. Luckily, this person's so inept. You actually get somebody who knows how to shoot? Woo! And you got nobody that can stop them? Watch out then. But here you have the FBI. 48% last year, 2024, of criminal shooters, armed civilians thwarted 48% of all criminal shooters last year. 48%. The FBI said 3.7%. I mean, these people need to go to federal prison. Why? To enforce a false political narrative against guns, saying that guns are the problem. To actually perpetrate on society gun confiscation. They're lying about the truth. Now, why would they not? Why would they want to lie about this? Because they want to get guns out of people's hands so they as totalitarians, can take over and lop us into 15-minute cities by force. Nobody can fight it. Force you into vaccination. You have no gun. You know, force you into the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist narrative and agenda, which is to leverage you into a one-world commerce system with a singular access point to all commerce controlled by them. That's why they all of these cuckboy nations like Australia, New Zealand, Great Britain, Canada are all gun free. And that's why they do whatever they're told. I've already told you, I'm never going in. Never. They come after me all day. I'm not going in. Like, Tom, what are you saying? I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm saying exactly what I'm saying. I'm not going in. The FBI comes to my door and says, come with us. No. What does that mean? I don't care what you think it means.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah, you fill it in however you want. I'm not going in. Look at these people. Look who the FBI is. 48% of gun crimes were stopped by civilians with guns last year. And they said 33.7%. And then they misattributed it to the police actually stopping instead of a civilian who stopped it. This is bold-faced lying. It's treason. They're working against the Second Amendment of the United States of America. They are manipulating stats for political reasons. That's the FBI. Disgusting, repulsive human beings. Here's our shooter again, because I'm talking about our shooter for a couple minutes. Man, I'm way over time here. There's our shooter again. That's Bob. That's Bob Westman. Hey, there's Bob Westman. That's who he is. Fully penis man. That's who he is. Fully penis dude. But there's Bob Westman. Go to the next one for me. Andy No, Minneapolis trans shooter of Christian children, Robert Westman, came from a very liberal family. What a shock, huh, Aaron?
Weird.
Liberal family in Minneapolis who fully affirmed his transition. And, aww, of course, there you are. Jacob Fry and his family created the shooter. And then they cry about the shooter. We just don't know how this could happen. You trained, you affirmed, you created the shooter. And now you're telling us it's my fault that there's a shooter that you created. I had nothing to do with him. You did. I was against everything that he is and was. Westman's 18th birthday was celebrated by his father, James, in trans colors. Man, what a manly dude James is, huh? That's who you really want as a dad. James. Hi, my name's James. I'm gonna wear trans colors to your 18th birthday party, son. And the family had the court change his legal identity when he was still a minor. Oh. The reason identifies as a female and wants her name to reflect her identification. And by the way, he didn't even really transition. You know what this guy is? He's one of these guys. He doesn't ever even really want to put on women's clothes. He doesn't really identify as a woman. He wants access to women's spaces so you can see naked chicks. That's it. That's who this goon is. All right, go to the next one for me. Charlie Kirk tweet. Here's some of the stuff that was found in in the possession of, you know, either in the videos, i.e. possession of the shooter. Update, the suspected Minneapolis school shooter included a defend equality sticker in his manifesto that included a rifle over a trans flag. And look at what it says on the rifle. Kill Donald Trump. Rest in peace. He also allegedly pursued, that's why this is going to fade out of the mainstream media already. It's already gone. He also allegedly pursued a legal name change to Robin, his apparent trans name. He wrote, kill Donald Trump, on the weapon used in the school shooting. Go to the next one for me. Yeah, now, what you have here, you can just leave it on, Aaron. It's fine the way it is. What you have here is the lieutenant governor of the state of Minnesota, where the shooting, of course, occurred. There on the, there she is on the left-hand side with her buck knife shirt saying protect trans kids against a threat that doesn't exist. And on the right, you have the actual trans shooter, Bobby Westman, jabbing his knife into his own drawing of the church. Aaron, do you get this? Was that as clear as I can make it?
Yeah.
On the left, the lieutenant governor of the state of Minnesota where the shooting just occurred, with her buck knife shirt saying protect trans kids against a threat that doesn't exist. She herself instigated this very action by the shooter, right? That's the actual shooter. This is from his YouTube video, jabbing his knife into his own drawing of the church where he committed the mass shooting. Who created this shooter? Jacob Fry comes out and says it's guns, says it's the right wing. No, Jakey, it would be your lieutenant governor. He's actually exactly mirroring her shirt. All right, let's go to the next one. Stephen Green, where am I at, Will?
You're at For the Children.
I know. What is it?
It's the picture of the magazine.
No, I'm totally, I don't even have any of this.
Next I have.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yep, I got it. We're good. All me, not Will, all me. All right, here we go. That's one of his magazine clips right there. Go to the next one. And here's a Facebook post from his mom. Church of Annunciation on Sunday, we honored Mary Grace Westman, who is retiring from Annunciation. So she's this Catholic woman who transitions her own son into pretending that he's a woman. As a Catholic, that's interesting. She has provided such wonderful hospitality, friendship, and compassion. Now kids are dead because of her. To all who gathered for the last 5 years at Annunciation, you will be missed. Congratulations on your retirement. She created the very person who committed a mass shooting, hitting 19 kids and killing two at the place she used to work. What a wonderful human being she is. But she's considered to be compassionate. Why is she considered to be compassionate? Because she affirmed her son. That's why she, no, you know what you did? Is you lied to your son. You affirmed his lies and his delusions, and you created the mass shooting at the school that you used to work at. Live with it. Either repent of it, hopefully come to Jesus about it, perfectly welcome in the kingdom upon repentance, but that's with confession. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and the truth is not in us. So if you're going to do it, come out and say, I affirmed lies. I affirmed delusions. I ended up creating the shooter who shot 19 kids at the school that I used to work at, along with her cuck boy husband. Go to the next one for me. Shadow of Ezra. Here they are all together. Oh, they're all so affirming. Newly uncovered details reveal that both parents of the transgender Minneapolis shooter approved his name change from Robert to Robin while he was still a minor. The photo shows him with his mother, Mary Grace Westman, before his transition. Okay, now here it is. I'm going to play a couple minutes of it. Here's his own YouTube post from Bob Westman. Here's his delusional, crazy YouTube pseudo manifesto video. Play it for me.
Swing. Here's my note to my family. Wow, some English writing. Wow. Hope you can read that. Yeah. Oh, peace, love, unity, and guns. Nine millimeter. This message brought to you by BlackRock and ExxonMobil. Sponsored by Pabst Blue Ribbon. Brandon Herrera for president.
All right, it goes on for 10 minutes. You can find it all over X if you want to watch the whole thing. It's really not worth watching. But anyway, you know, Aaron said this. Well, we just never saw it coming. You affirmed everything that kid was and is. You created the guy making that video. Congratulations, Jacob Fry, Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Democratic Party, and his cuckboy parents. Great work, guys. All right, 1025, that's good. Oh, my word, look at the Rumble Rants tonight. Will gets paid tonight because of all of you people. All right, Rumble Rants, KS McGregor, 1963, $40, thank you so much. USA Abbey Girl, $20, thank you so much. Salted what do you think, Aaron?
Care Bear.
Oh, Salted Care Bear, got it. Threw me off with the K. $20, Nate Dad won, $20, thank you guys so much. Conservative Warrior 65, $5. Producer Aaron, $2. And these are all the Applebee's people that are contributing for Will and Aaron to go out to Applebee's. Sexy Pony, Christopher Arnott, Agravain, Will Gilbert 2, Keeper 1376, Skunk 71, the Applebee's Task Force, each $1. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Long show tonight. Hope it's okay with everybody. Love each and every one of you. Stick around for the post game back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. God bless you.